Hello, ladies. I wanted to share something with you that happened this morning that was quite different for me, and it feels like a big milestone. So, and this relates to my work, my clients, and this new offer that I'm putting together. So this will mostly be relevant for those of you who have businesses and clients, but I think it might also be relevant for everybody else. So let's see. So as you might know, I am creating a new container, a sort of a mastermind for female entrepreneurs or for women who run businesses. So, you know, see executive stuff like that, where we'll be doing feminine embodiment coaching around their next level in business and in life. It's a very intimate, very powerful container that I'm creating. There's going to be trips and things like that, but it's basically a group coaching program for high-level women who run businesses. And so I'm in the process of enrolling new clients. And I did have a woman who was very interested, who's also a friend of mine, who was very interested, and we kept talking and talking and talking about it. And I love her to death. Like, honestly, what happened, like this situation, absolutely doesn't change how I feel about her as a friend and as a woman and as a human. And even that, by the way, for me is like totally new and different. And I'll explain why. So, you know, this woman is amazing, and we've been talking for quite a few months about her joining, and she was like in, you know, she said yes. But of course, we know if you run a business, before the money hits the account, or before the transaction actually is done, this is a no. This is a no. It's not a, or actually we should say it's not a yes, right? I've learned this with the Klein program. When people tell you, oh, yeah, I'll sign up tomorrow, I'll sign up next week, I'll sign up when, blah, 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 and they don't sign up, right? And I immediately, this instance, right, when people say, I will sign up when, used to create a lot of constriction in my body, and I've learned to just let it go, you know? But still, when I was letting go, there was a sense of, like, resentment, if you know what I mean. Because I mean, it's rejection, right? Especially when women tell you, I'll sign up tomorrow, and then you never hear from them. Or like, I'll sign up tomorrow, and they're like, oh, I thought about it more, and blah, blah, blah. Like, it sucks, right? So, and I mean, you know, this is why, like when I learned sales, which was in quite a masculine way, I've learned that the sale has to happen on the sales call. Otherwise, it's a no. And in most scenarios, from in my experience, and because I was selling in a very masculine way, it was a no indeed. So most of my clients have been enrolled right there on the call. So with this particular woman, because, you know, she's a friend and stuff, and we communicated constantly and blah, blah, blah. But there was like, why she's not signing up now, right? I mean, there was a bit of discomfort around in my body around kind of like sending her a payment link and whatnot, or like not pressuring, but just like having the conversation that you have with a client who's not a friend. But anyway, so time kept going and going. I finally created the container, and I enrolled a couple more clients, and finally it came time to like, okay, let's figure this out. And you know, like, she's got a lot of things going on in her life and her business, and, you know, life happens and things like that. I actually even postponed the start of the program because she had things going on and stuff like that. Anyways, I did have a sense that she's like, you know, one foot in, one foot out. And I almost like was waiting for the shoe to drop. I think this is, well, those of you who are listening to this podcast from before, you know that this podcast was all about dating and relationships, right? So it's kind of like where you're in this relationship where, like, you don't know where things are going, and it's a bit uncertain. You feel it. You feel it from a man that he's not fully in. It doesn't feel good, right? And you constantly like, what's happening here? So this is exactly what was happening. And then finally, you know, when I was like, okay, you know, it's happening. We got to schedule an onboarding call, and like the calls are happening like in a week. And, you know, so then finally we got on a call, we talked about it, and it was confirmed. Like, well, the payment was confirmed, as in like, okay, it's happening. And then what are the coaching calls times and blah. So we figured it out. And then the next day I get a message in the morning saying that, you know, love the conversation, blah, blah. However, can we talk a little bit more about times? I want to make sure that, you know, the times are suitable for me. And can we talk about payment and like extend, like all of that stuff, right? And so obviously that didn't feel good in my body again, yet again, that the confirmation was there that something's not like just something is happening. So, you know, my past self would have basically done everything to bend myself backwards. I mean, not really bend myself backwards, but would have done anything to enroll, to like get the client. And in fact, from some of my sales teachers before who were, you know, teaching me to sell in a very masculine way, it was like, get the client no matter what. And I think it's really important to do that actually when you start, because there is a lot of doubt. So you just need to get those first few clients through the door, like, you know, accommodate, give extra coaching calls, give extra this, gives extra this, blah, blah, blah. Like, I've done that in the beginning, right? Since then, like, I fucking enrolled 600 clients, not me personally, but, well, I personally enrolled like half of that. But then I hired people to have those sales conversation for me, right? So I don't need to do that anymore, you know what I mean? But I still have an itch to do that. Because this is new, right? Because it's like, oh, like I still, you know, when I received that message, I was like, sure, you know, we can do this payment plan, and sure, let's talk about all the calls. And by the way, we can still do that. But after I dropped into my body, I did this like amazing 45 minute embodiment practice that I do every day. Well, I don't do every day 45 minutes, but I do at least 5 minutes a day, right? But this morning I did 45 minutes. And so what got revealed to me is that what I felt this whole time, right? Like this relationship where things are like unclear. I just felt into it and I addressed it in my body. And I said, what came up for me is that I'm not available for that. You know what I mean? Just like when you're dating a man who you know or you feel is one foot in, one foot out, you got to communicate that to him. Well, first of all, if we were in a claim container about dating, I would actually talk to you about, like, are you seeing other men? This actually, I think this is so interesting to think about. So let's do parallels, right? Because this is the same. How we relate to others, men, clients is the same, right? How we hold boundaries is the same. So, you know, what I would advise a woman in that situation where, say, she was like, oh my God, I love this man, but he's like inconsistent, or I feel like he's one foot in, one foot out, he's non-committal, whatever, which is what I'm experiencing with this prospective client, right? I would say, are you dating other men? Or do you like basically have all of your eggs in one basket? And so the same thing now that I'm thinking about, right? Like, am I focusing on this one person? And obviously, like, why is this happening for me? Because money. It all comes to money, right? It's like, fuck, this is a significant amount of money that I want, that I need. Well, need. Is relative, but that I want, right? Because this is like my livelihood, right? And so you're like thinking about, well, whatever, I can do this, I can do that. So it's that thing. But then when I focus on this one client and on this, like, there's nobody else, right? Like this scarcity and fear mentality, it's not serving me. So I had to get back into my two clients that are already enrolled, and I had to tune in into the energy of abundance and of knowing that there's plenty of women who would want to be in this space, who would benefit so much, whose lives will change, literally. And like, how fucking, I'm so juiced up about this container. I can't, like, my villa for Italy is booked. My villa for Mexico is booked. I can't wait for these women to experience the magic of me and the magic of this work. Anyways, so that's one thing, right? So like, are you focused on one client? No. So I had to refocus on the abundance of clients. I also had to refocus the second thing, just like with a man. It's like asking yourself, What do you want and what are you available for and what are you not available for? Here's where we talk about boundaries, right? With a man, like, okay, what do you want with a man? Not with this man, but with a man in general. I want a relationship. I want to be with a man who is consistent, committed, where I don't have to question, like, where is this going, where I'm at? That's what I want. Okay, what am I available for? What I'm available for is for a man to be consistent, to be committed, to pursue me, to be in his masculine energy, that I don't have to wonder or doubt. What I'm not available for is inconsistency, for someone not to be fully in or ready and willing and available for that relationship, right? So same thing for me. I tuned into that and I said, what do I want? What came up for me in my practice, and this is all embodiment work, by the way. I mean, you can do it in your head, but when it's embodied, it's like super powerful. And I feel like that's what I'm transmitting now to you. So what I want to work with women who are like so fucking ecstatic about this, where it's a full body yes. I'm entering into a relationship with a client, which is a year-long relationship, which is an investment, right? I want to work with women who are full body yes, who will find the money, who either have the money, will find the money, move things around, but who really, really want to be here. And I'm not saying that this particular client or prospective client doesn't want to be here, but I sense that there is a lot here that is perhaps like an obstacle. I was writing an article about this today, and it's almost like, you know, when a man comes to you and says, I really, really want to be with you. I really like you. But, you know, I've got like financial commitments and issues that I need to take care of first. Or I've got like time commitments that I'm like a bit worried about whether I'm going to be able to make it or not. Like, how would that feel to you in a dating? Like, that wouldn't feel good. Like, why the fuck would you want to be with this man? Like, it's clear. And, you know, what I've done in the past, I felt resentment and stuff. And I think that I was thinking about, how does this change here that this is actually my friend? This is a woman that I honestly deeply, deeply care about. And maybe that's why it changed. I'm not sure, because I really know her really well. And she's an amazing woman, right? But I tuned into that energy and I was like, I'm not available for that kind of a dynamic in this relationship. That's not how I want this to be. And so I had to communicate that, right? And I had to communicate it from a place of my heart. And I said, look, sure, we can talk about the money and the schedule and whatnot, but what I'm sensing is that something is off here. So my question to you and my invitation is to sit with, like, do you actually want to be here? Is this the right time for you? Is this the right container for you, right? Because I got a sense that because we're friends and we've talked about it, blah, blah, this woman, you know, doesn't want to, like, maybe upset me or doesn't want to be the one who doesn't keep her promise. Like, I don't, like, it's okay. You know, I'm going to be fine. You know, there's plenty of clients out there. There's plenty of money to go around. Like, there's plenty of that. So that's what I communicated. And I said, look, if this is not the right time and this is too stressful, and like, that's okay. You know, you can just say, no, this is not the right time and not be in this container, you know. And I just sent her that. And the minute I stepped into that, it's the same thing that you should do with a man. And say, listen, I really like you. Give him the shit sandwich. I really like you. And focus on how you feel. I really like you, blah, blah. But I'm feeling like, you're not consistent. Doesn't seem like this is what you really want and you're available for. And that doesn't feel good in my body. Here's what I want and what I'm available for. And it doesn't feel like that. So if you're not fully in, that's okay. You know, I'm moving forward. Well, considering that you should definitely focus on other men dating. And most importantly, you should focus on yourself and do your embodiment work. Anyways, so as soon as I sent that, that felt so good in my body. It's almost like, you know, I grew taller and I realized that I now have so much more respect. Like, I think, hang on, let me close the door because I'm in the car. Oh, it's fine. Because I think that that is true integrity. And why I'm recording this and why I'm saying this is like a pivotal, monumental moment for me, because I'm saying no to a client and essentially I'm saying no to money, which I have not done very much in the past, unless like a woman was batshit crazy or I knew like I wouldn't be able to help her, right? But other than that, if we were on a call and I knew that this woman needs my help and needs my support and I can help her, I would go like full force in terms of like, I mean, not manipulate. I don't think I've ever done that, by the way. And if I have done, I've done that really unconsciously, and I apologize to anyone, but I don't think so based on my clients and everything. At least I did my best not to, and I feel like, you know, I was never engaged in manipulative tactics. You know, I was never pressuring a woman to say yes. I was always trying to find a spot where this could be a yes, because I knew this would help her, right? So I was guided by that desire to really help and transform, and I could see her at the end of it. But I was also guided by the desire for cash, right? Not desire for cash, but like to close a client and to get money. Like this money shitty relationship was like such a strong bond, right? So now I'm breaking that, and I'm saying, and by the way, this client is like four times worth, it's not the client is worth, what I'm trying to say, the amount of money that this client would have paid me is like four times more. So like, it's like four clients previously, right? So that's why it's a huge moment for me, right? To say, listen, I'd love for you to be in, but let's tune into that. Do you really want this now? Are you, is this the right time? Are you ready, willing, and available? And I told her, you know, if me letting you go and saying it's okay to not be in it is a relief, then follow that. Because the worst thing I want to do is bring in a woman who like who's fucking stressed about the money or the time calls or whatever, right? And then it's also like, what am I available for? Like if the calls don't work, if the, like, you know, but I said, this is not about that. This is about whether you are ready, willing, and available. And if your answer is fully yes, then I'll work with you to make it happen. That's it. I'm hoping this is helpful. And let me know what you think again. Find me on Instagram, Andarova, and message me and let me know. Okay, bye.